that, taking things away.
Yes, me too. More money for us. Doggies.
Well, makes me happy. It's one step closer to getting to do what I want to do.
That's right.
I can't help it. It's just so fun.
That's good. That's what, that's the way it should be. Every day it should be like that.
I know. It's like really cool.
Yeah. At least for a while.
Yeah.
At least for a while.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Let's get this show on the road. So I gotta go pick up my posters. More excitement. I have to keep that flow going.
That's right.
All right. Talk to y'all later. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And how are you proceeding, my friend?
Good. Can you feel Mary's excitement too? Can you get a sense of that too?
Considerable energy.
Yeah. She's having great fun.
I am tremendously advocating of that with everyone.
That's right. Well, the first thing I want to talk about is the kitten. The kitten that grew up out of my yard.
You grew a kitten?
I grew a kitten.
Interesting development.
Was it you? With its big blue eyes?
Infused with my energy, yes.
Okay. And did an owl drop it?
Correct.
Ah, okay. And what is the significance of the kitten? Is it just that things can appear in a moment out of nowhere? Or?
Magically. Mm-hmm. And also somewhat of a friendly reminder of my presence and my encouragement to you. But in a soft manner.
An expensive manner. You cost me $250.
I did not.
Yeah. So that was really cool. It was just out of nowhere. Did it come from far away, or was it?
No.
No. Okay. So somewhere nearby.
Yes.
Yeah, the owl seemed very upset that we had its dinner. It was sitting in the tree when we got home, wanting it back.
Ah, yes. Even animals generate disappointment at times.
Well, I thought for a moment maybe it was Hunter had come back as the kitten.
No.
No. Okay. Has he chosen what to?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Continues to be merely offering energy to you.
Nice.
And is not yet choosing to reconfigure and manifest again. More so is concentrated that consciousness in an expression of encouragement to you.
Nice. Well, I welcome that. And I wanted to ask you about Sharon's dog, Shadow. We were talking and she was saying that she feels Amber and Callie around, but she looks at Shadow as being her heart dog and she doesn't sense him around. And the day we had that conversation, we went to the veterinary hospital in Boston and the dog sitting across from us was named Shadow. So I'm thinking that was a sign from him that he is here. He is with her.
Let me define that. Generally speaking, And this is generally what occurs. When an animal has not reconfigured, the human generally will feel their presence. The human generally will feel their energy around them. It is a familiarity, and they will feel that. When the animal does remanifest, if it does remanifest, generally the human will not feel it any longer. For that energy is being focused in a different manner, and it is concentrating its energy in the manifestation, therefore is not necessarily concentrating its energy in relation to the human that it was attached to.
So shadows reconfigured.
Yes.
As something close to her, or that would come back around to her, or not necessarily?
Presently, not necessarily. That could change futurely. That would most likely occur in another reconfiguration, not in the present reconfiguration. Although it could, but it is less likely.
And why did she feel so connected to shadow?
This was an animal that she has incorporated many manifestations with. And that does create a different type of bond between the human and the animal. There is much more of a connection, for there is more of a familiarity of that energy. It is more comfortable, and the individual generally feels different in relation to a specific animal than they do with most other animals that they may generate a relationship with, which it is not limited to only one in an individual's lifetime, although many individuals do limit it to only one, but an individual can generate that type of connection with more than one manifestation of an animal that may not be the same energy. Therefore, it may be two or several different energies that they are very connected to, and that they would also incorporate in their experience in a particular lifetime. But you will, for the most part, always know. You will feel it when you generate that type of a connection with an animal. It will feel different from other animals that you incorporate as companions.
Was there a reason why Shiloh decided to leave now?
And your assessment?
I don't know why I keep interchanging him with Google.
And your impression?
That they're a similar energy?
That they are the same energy.
They are.
just as you are not limited to one manifestation in any one time framework, neither are they. Therefore, there is not necessarily only one manifestation of each of them. It is unusual that you would encounter more than one of them of the same energy. It does occur, but it is unusual.
Was it a message to Sharon about making space for the other two that are coming, or?
Partially. I would express that she is presenting to herself different expressions and energies that are attempting to influence in a gentle capacity, but to influence in a manner to encourage her to be more aware.
And just what's going on around her? Or?
And what she is doing. And herself. And some of those influences may be distressing, for they may gain her attention more effectively. That is not the situation. Therefore, you can allow yourself to relax, and that is not the choice that is being generated presently. And the factor that one aspect of the energy chooses that is not to say that they all do.
Seems like so many of them have chosen to leave this year. Is it part of just what this year means to the masses?
That is a factor. In your terms, endings and new beginnings. And therefore, yes, that does play into the situation and is a factor. I would express that although each of them chooses to disengage this reality for their own individual reasons, I would also express that there is a factor of a commonality with many of them. That they're ready. They choose not to be struggling. They choose to move in a direction of easy and letting go of this struggle. And I would express that the reason that so many of them are choosing this, or have chosen this, in relation to those that you have interacted with, or you have, in your terms, rescued, is that their message has been received. Their message of lending to raising awareness objectively in relation to their commonality of their breed, so to speak, and their commonality of their exploitation has been received and is being paid attention to.
I wanted to ask about Calvin and the episodes that he has. It seems that they're triggered by some type of an overstimulation regarding being around excitement of other dogs. Is that true?
Yes.
And is there a specific reason for that, or a specific message in that?
It is a trigger, in a manner of speaking, which their triggers are somewhat different from your own, but in relation to that, it is a trigger of agitation, sound, energy. I would express agitation, or the appearance of any agitation, is a trigger. And let me also express to you, just as you as humans incorporate attachments and associations that influence you, animals do not incorporate attachments, but they do incorporate a type of association, not the same as do you, for they do not incorporate the evaluation of good or bad with the association, therefore it is somewhat different from your own associations, but they do generate a type of associations in relation to their experiences, in which actions can influence those associations to surface, so to speak, and therefore they can influence behaviors.
We did an art show this weekend, and I put out some of my art, and one of them was sold.
Excellent! Congratulations!
Thank you. So I guess one question I had was how it was received. You know, it's hard to tell when people are looking at so many different things. You know, I sold one, which I was very happy with because I didn't have to sell any. And I was wondering if maybe I just wasn't ready to let go of more pieces, if that's why.
In a manner of speaking, what you are in a direction still, in a manner of speaking, of perceiving them as yours.
Right.
And as an extension of you, which they are an extension of you, but not in the capacity of belonging to you. And in that, as there is that aspect of a perception that they are belonging to you, you are somewhat, not entirely, but somewhat cautious or guarded in who you allow them to be purchased by, or who you allow them to reside with. That if you allow them to go, that they must go with individuals that will care for them and that will connect with them and will respect them. In this, eventually, you will move into a broader direction. It is a new direction for you. Eventually, you will broaden that, and you will recognize that, yes, your expression is an extension of you, but it is not necessary for it to be attached to you, and that this is a manner in which you can express your interconnectedness by allowing that to flow outward and not being concerned with it. Recognizing that your expression has been accomplished, your connection has been accomplished, and in that you have been successful, and subsequently it is the choice of the other individual that connects with your creativity in what they do with it.
Do people find it interesting?
Yes.
Okay. Nice. That was fun. It was fun to participate in it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And did you feel accomplished?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I didn't. I was being aware of myself to see if I felt that I didn't deserve to be there, and I don't think that that was the case.
Excellent! I am very much acknowledging of you. This is an excellent practice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it was fun for everybody that participated. It was, it was a little stressful with Sigal. She seemed a little scattered. I wanted to ask about my neighbor. They're building something over there, and the hammering has just been so constant, and I was wondering if it's trying to get my attention for something, or if it's just being aware of creating new things.
The latter, and expanding, and also that there are some aspects of expanding and new directions in their unfamiliarity that can be annoying at times or agitating more so than annoying. And in this, a reminder to relax and allow your flow and not to be concerned.
Okay. And I'm looking at refinancing my house again, and there's an option where I could put a lot more money down and potentially refinance it to a much lower payment, which I would like, but it would pretty much take all of my savings in one account. So I'm wondering if that's a good idea or not.
And what is your evaluation and what do you feel?
Well, I feel that I would really like it to be that low because with the rent on top of that, it would be hardly anything. But my concern would be if something big came up that I wouldn't have something to fall back on.
And there you are.
There I am.
With the protection.
Right.
The safety net, which is what?
Moving against the trusting.
Precisely. You can view the situation in the manner that it depletes your protection and leaves you vulnerable and generates a nervousness in anticipating what if, or you can move in the direction of acknowledging this is a significant benefit to me and I'm comfortable with it and I trust myself that I am not creating situations that would be necessary for that net. That I am moving more and more into a centeredness, a balance, and an evenness, which you are. And in that, I would express it is a matter of choosing what is more important to you. Is it more important to incorporate the protection? Or is it more important to you to express more ease and more comfort?
Well, I'd say more ease and more comfort because I still greatly believe that I'm moving into an area of more comfort financially anyways.
And the more you do in that direction, the more you express that trust in that direction, the more you draw that to you. This is an excellent example of the discussions that we have already engaged in relation to that subject. The actions that you engage, knowing that it is interconnected, and expressing that trust, just as with your creativity, with your art, and allowing yourself to actually take steps and engage, and therefore you are expressing that confidence, that trust, that you are creating a comfortable and satisfying situation for yourself. And the more you do that, the more you also draw it to yourself. You become a magnet. The more you do it, the stronger the magnet becomes.
And is that all connected with the extreme letting go of all of the clothes and everything from the past?
Yes.
5 years, 6 years?
Yes.
Is it finally felt like it was time to want to let go.
To begin new.
Right.
Expanding.
Right, expanding. So, I can create refinancing it. I'm not sure if the last person that I talked to, I don't feel 100% comfortable that that's the one to go with.
Very well. Listen to your intuition. Pay attention to what you feel. Pardon? That is you recognizing energy and interpreting it. And trust that.
Okay. And Mary, you know, Mary's excitement kind of made me think that it would be okay to move in that direction because of what she's creating with her home environment being more comfortable and more at ease.
Purging and moving into the new.
Right.
Which is what you are doing also.
Right. And we talked about with my weight before, it was like an extra layer of being aware of things that I didn't have to be concerned with. I feel like I'm making progress in that direction.
I would agree.
Is there anything else to be aware of there, or just keep doing what I'm doing?
Continue to engage what you are engaging, and practice reminding yourself that it is safe to be vulnerable. That if you allow yourself to be vulnerable, you will not be unsafe. This is significant for, I would express that you also do automatically use an aspect of weight as, in a manner of speaking, a cushion. It is a layer, a cushion that separates you from all outside sources and allows you to shield and not be as vulnerable, for vulnerability is not safe in your estimation. I would express that the more you practice reminding yourself and reinforcing to yourself that openness is vulnerability in any direction, in any expression. Openness is vulnerability. And you do not automatically incorporate as much of a reaction to the word openness as you do to vulnerability. But they are the same. Therefore, it may be merely a matter of practicing reminding yourself that vulnerability is the same as being open. And that openness does not necessarily automatically mean that you invite what you do not want or harm.
Would an example of that be the guy that I ran to in the woods yesterday with the gun?
And?
I felt there was an openness there, and I didn't feel threatened. So that's what you mean by openness?
In every capacity, yes. Allowing yourself to trust you and allowing yourself to naturally flow, and you can express you and be open. For when you trust you, you can also trust all that is around you. You can trust your environment, you can trust other individuals, you can trust situations, for you are directing them. You are at the core of them. Therefore, that openness and that vulnerability is an indicator of how much you are allowing yourself to trust yourself, for you are the core of it all. And in that, what is outside of you cannot threaten you if you are trusting yourself and that you are directing yourself. You will not allow threats.
And as far as my eyes go, I still believe I can correct my eyes. I was doing that exercise pretty regularly. It didn't seem to make any difference, so I kind of slacked off. So is there something else involved, or should I just keep doing that exercise? Or?
I would continue with the exercise. I would also express first of all, that a significant part of this is perception. Your perception. I would express that they have improved.
Really?
But your perception is that they have not. And therefore, literally and metaphorically, that is what you see. Therefore, I may also suggest that you allow yourself to practice playing with your perception. Even if you do not believe it initially. And remember, once again, believing is merely another word for trusting. Even if you do not trust it, even if you do not believe it initially, play with yourself. Pretend that you see a difference. Imagine that you see a difference, for that encourages you to allow your perception to be slightly more flexible and to see what you do not necessarily see yet.
Okay.
And that may be significant. For I would express that I notice a change. There is a difference. You merely are not noticing.
Okay. I can go with that.
Very well.
My roof on my Subaru was leaking, my sunroof. More roofs leaking. And I think it was just an acorn stuck in there, but yet another roof leaking. Is that to remind me of something too? Or was it?
I would express that you have somewhat changed that. The imagery of the leaking.
Right.
And what you are moving into with this imagery is a seeping in of abundance.
Good.
That you're not flooding yourself with it yet, but you are allowing the seeping in of abundance. You are moving in that direction.
Awesome. There was an awful lot of phones ringing today. Was there something connected with that?
I would express that that imagery in this time framework is almost the reverse of what I have generally expressed in my analogies of the telephone ringing. For in this particular situation, it has been more a matter of how much you are paying attention to what we are discussing and not being distracted.
Awesome.
That even if distractions are presented, how much you are paying attention to this engagement, for it is important.
Yes, it is. I was wondering if PD was starting to move yet, or is he still stuck?
He does move slowly, but he does move. He is merely very resistant to change. He incorporates fear and a considerable lack of trust, for the most part, of himself. His fear is very connected to that lack of trust, that he cannot effectively or efficiently support himself alone. And that is not merely in a financial capacity, but in many capacities, that he does not view himself as strong enough or adequate enough to support himself in what is important to him, in what he wants, and even in generating decisions. He does not trust that his choices are beneficial or effective, or that he can accomplish with his choices. Therefore, he checks them.
Is there any message or exercise or anything?
I would express that you can offer two messages. One, another invitation. The other, to pay attention to his dog. To observe and watch his dog and how it moves and how it plays and how it runs and what it pays attention to and how it does not concern itself with whatever choices anyone else is generating. Even at times, himself. And if it is focused upon an action that it wants to do, even if he is hollering at it, it does not necessarily respond until it is ready. And it does not influence him to love it any less.
Do you think it would be beneficial for him to come to the group session, or not necessarily?
Yes. But that is his choice.
Right.
But yes, it would be beneficial.
Progress today.
Excellent.
I've seen a lot of turkeys run by, and I think turkeys were connected to beliefs before.
We have incorporated that imagery previously, but actions change, directions change, you change, therefore, now what would you express that their imagery presents to you?
More in line with abundance?
Yes! Definitely so. That would be acknowledging of you. And the freedom in that.
Okay.
And also, another factor which moves quite efficiently with what we were discussing previously. For the turkeys being now a symbol of abundance and freedom, express that. They express that in numbers, they express it in action, and in their movement. And they do not concern themselves with the hunters.
Hmm. They still move in the direction that they want to move in.
Correct.
And that's kind of what I
They are not hiding.
Right. And that's what I felt when I was talking to the guy in the woods, because he was carrying the gun and talking about looking for deer, and I felt that it didn't matter if I told him where I'd seen deer before or not, because it would be the deer's choice whether to interact with him or not. So I didn't need to be concerned about it.
Correct.
Whereas before I would have kept it secret or kept it to myself.
Or pointed him in a different direction.
Right. But I thought it was an opportunity to look at not needing to be concerned that they would take care of themselves.
Yes. Which also lends in the direction of easing you more into an accepting perception of differences, that individuals generate different directions and different actions, and that is not to say that one is wrong and one is right. That you incorporate a compassion and want to preserve, and the hunter wants to hunt.
Right, but like in Spain, it just seems so senseless, the torture that they're doing to the greyhounds over there. It's just, you know, I just can't reconcile that. I'm hoping that with Caesar going over there, it's going to make a significant difference.
I would express that this is a different situation. But no less significant. The situation with the dogs is a different situation. the dogs themselves are generating an expression in consciousness to elevate objective awareness with humans to stop these actions.
So that kind of drew Caesar to that area?
Yes. Okay. And that is a different type of situation. Mm-hmm. What I was expressing to you in relation to the hunter, that is a different situation. The hunter incorporates an action that you may not agree with, or he may not agree with you, but his direction is not exploitation.
Right.
He is engaging in action that is different from what you would do. And as I expressed, you may not agree with the action that he chooses to engage, but the action that he chooses to engage is an action and a connection that he is generating individually with the animal. He's not exploiting or extinguishing an entire group of animals. He's generating an action that connects him one to one. And in that, there is a direct connection between himself and one animal, in which there is agreement, and in which there is a personal connection that they are generating together. That is different than a situation such as with the dogs. That is targeting an entire group of animals and exploiting them and generating a harmful action which is born out of the harm that the individuals are expressing within themselves. In a manner of speaking, it is very similar to a disease, a cancer, or a plague that the individual harbors and festers within themselves and breathes out and infects with. That is a very different action. And that is not always expressed in the same type of agreement.
Do animals experience pain differently than we do?
Yes.
It seems like they can almost disconnect from it.
It is not that they disconnect from it. They experience it differently. For the difference is you incorporate beliefs. You incorporate belief systems, and you incorporate the one belief system of duplicity, which defines good or bad.
And that pain is bad.
Correct. Therefore, you experience pain differently, for you also attach a negative and a bad aspect to that. You interpret that judgment with it, which increases the intensity of it.
And because we're so focused on wanting to make it stop or go away,
you perpetuate it. Yes, you increase it and you perpetuate it. Animals do not do that. They feel it proportionately in relation to what is actually occurring and the trauma to the body consciousness, so to speak, and in the moment. Humans also, in relation to their beliefs and duplicity, generate perceptions about pain, which we have discussed previously, in which they generalize, which creates a perception that they are experiencing pain even when they are not.
Yeah, because when I was watching Hunter, you know, and thinking about how a person would behave in the same situation, they would just be a whining, complaining mess.
For they generalize and are expressing within their own perception to themselves and outwardly that they are continuously in pain, or they are continuously uncomfortable, or they are continuously ill, which is in actuality incorrect. They are not. There are moments in which they are not feeling pain. There are moments in which they are not being ill, but they generalize in their perception, and therefore they create this perception that they are continuously ill or in pain in every moment, which is incorrect. An animal feels pain when it is pain and recognizes the moments that it is not experiencing pain. Therefore, if it positions itself in a particular manner and it alleviates the pain, they recognize that the pain is gone. And they acknowledge that in their attention. They are not focused upon an expression such as illness or pain as being a constant, ongoing, non-stopping action. Whereas humans do.
And, you know, in trying to explain how animals differ from people, and we say that they're always in the moment, and that they don't have emotions, so they don't remember that, oh, well, that person hurt me before.
No. They don't incorporate emotion. For emotion is a subjective communication to the object of awareness. That is not necessary. That is not to say that they do not have feelings. They do. And they do incorporate memory. They do incorporate memory. Therefore, they do remember. If they incorporate an experience that is uncomfortable, or that is fearful, they do remember. They may not automatically express that unless there is some present experience that reminds them. They are not dwelling upon past experiences in that they do not project forward. They do not project ahead and anticipate. They do remember past. The factor of being in the present and in the moment is that they are not recalling the past for no reason. They recall the past when they are generating an experience in the now that reminds them of a past experience, and they do incorporate that recall.
Okay, well, as always, this has been very helpful.
I would greatly be in encouraging that practicing with perception.
Yes.
Perhaps at our next meeting, you will be perceiving your eyes very differently.
Oh, great. Definitely look forward to that.
Excellent. But I am congratulating of you and all of your progress and all of your accomplishments.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, my friend. In tremendous affection, as always, and in great acknowledgement to you. Au revoir. You are very welcome, my friend. In tremendous affection, as always, and in great acknowledgement to you. Au revoir. You are very welcome, my friend. In tremendous affection, as always, and in great acknowledgement to you. Au revoir. You are very welcome, my friend. In tremendous affection, as always, and in great acknowledgement to you. Au revoir.